please remain standing and open up your New Testament scriptures to Revelation. Revelation chapter 21. Just the first 8 verses today. Revelation chapter 21. And the Bibles provided. It will start on page 1489. And then finish on page 1490. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 8. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We will revisit this text next week. I only plan on showing you verse 1. Verse 1 tells you about a new heaven and a new earth, the first being passed away. We need to allow the scriptures to teach us what it means as we read in all parts of the scripture into this singular part. Peter, Jude, talks about the destruction of the former things, of the old earth, the old heavens. And of course, it's talking about that which is created. The heavens, as is the universe, the expanse, the firmament. That is made new along with the earth. And it's made new in such a way that fire is what it says in Jude and in Peter. Fire consumes it and purifies it. So it's not like the old things are being destroyed into nothingness and there's a new divine fiat of absolute creation. No, it's much like the first creation in which it was already created but without form and had to be shaped and formed. The same thing's going to happen. These old things will all be burnt, but not in the sense of total annihilation, but in the sense of purification. And this new heavens and this new earth comes about new. And that's the sense here. When it says, and there was no more sea, it's telling you the distinctness from its old. It had a whole different face of the earth, a whole different face of the universe. It's not saying there's no more water. That reference sea is referring back to how the Lord made the bounds to make the seas. And that former seas will no longer be. Instead, it will be totally made new. We're not told how it will be made new. We're only told this very same thing in verse 1 because of the contrast in the latter part of verse 6, 7, and 8 where the Lord Jesus Himself is calling out for sinners to come to Him to be made new. And they're contrasted. Those which is old, He lists out. Whoremongers, sorcerers, liars. And that which is new is totally different. They're totally made new in the new heavens, the new earth. And I need to let you know that our home will be heaven. You need to know that. You need to know that there is going to be a new earth, yes. But the Scriptures doesn't give us exactly how that's going to interact with us in the things to come. We don't even know exactly what we will be like. We just know we're going to be like Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the Scriptures teaching us that verse 2 is about the church. And I don't have time to get into it. Let me get into it next week. There's 3 Jerusalems in the Scripture. And this here is the 3rd one. I'll explain each one as we look into these things next week. What you need to know here today, as you look at verse 1, is that this promise is coming of purification. All which has been corrupted will be made new. Even the very universe, even the very creation which is groaning, will be purified in the new heavens and the new earth. If you have Christ, if you have the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, do you have